Good afternoon. A warm front is pushing through interior New York and New England, and this is allowing the air mass to modify a bit, and temperatures as a result will climb into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. With the close proximity of the front, however, sunshine will be limited through the afternoon and skies will be mostly cloudy, although it will be dry. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken tonight as the warm front presses to the north. Temperatures will only drop back into the lower and middle 30s. And as a cold front approaches from the west, we'll have an increasing chance of rain showers overnight and towards sunrise tomorrow. Cooler air will begin to flow in behind this front during the pre-dawn hours in the Adirondacks and central New York, changing the rain showers over to snow showers. The rest of the region will see a cooling trend as that front presses off to New England coast during the early morning period tomorrow, and the wind will flip around to the northwest and become gusty throughout the day. Temperatures will climb early in the day into the lower 40s, then turn around and head back down during the afternoon and into the evening through the 30s. Scattered snow showers will be common, especially across the higher terrain through the afternoon. It'll dry out on Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, but a gusty northwest wind keeping it very cold for this time of year, with highs only in the 20s to around 30. It'll stay dry with high pressure in control for Thursday and Friday, with highs only in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region for the beginning of the weekend. As a result, there's a chance for snow on Saturday, which happens to be the first full day of spring, and highs in the upper 30s, and turning colder behind that system with a gusty wind on Sunday and scattered snow showers in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high pressure will promote dry and seasonably mild conditions to start the week across much of the eastern United States and into the south. Above normal temperatures will persist across much of the central plains and Midwest. This, however, combined with gusty winds and relative humidity in the 10 to 20% range, will bring an increased fire danger from the southern high plains into the Corn Belt. Red flag warnings have been issued for these areas. Meanwhile, a series of weak disturbances and a cold front across the West Coast states and Great Basin will generate rain showers for the Pacific Northwest. And flood warnings continue for portions of the mid and lower Mississippi River Valley due to increasing snowmelt. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Fullerton and Santee, both in California, to a low of 15 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 82 set in 1990, and the record low 4 above zero in 1980. Sunrise this morning at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m., 11 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with highs reaching the lower 40s. Cloudy, with rain showers moving in and mixing with snow showers tonight, with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in towards sunrise with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in, mixing with snow showers towards sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the lower to middle 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in towards sunrise and lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in and lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers changing to snow showers, becoming windy and turning colder, early day highs in the lower 40s with temperatures falling back through the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Wednesday, 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 30s. Partly sunny Friday, lower 40s. A chance of snow Saturday in the 30s. Windy and cold with scattered snow showers Sunday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.